News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, talking about money this morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. You know who, Emerald Coast Coin, Stephanie Dodson is here with us this morning. How you doing, Steph?
So great. How are you?
You look better.
I know, right? Oh my gosh. That crud that was going around.
You and I both had it.
Everybody
did
now.
Did you give it to me?
No.
Okay. So we are here to talk about Emerald Coast Coins. So if someone's listening for the first time, tell us, what is Emerald Coast Coins?
Who are you?
Where are you?
Yeah, we are a family-owned, veteran-owned business that has been around for, we're going on 24 years this year, forever.
Wow. That
I've
is a long time.
Lived anywhere so long in my life. 24 years. And we're right up the street, 1811 Creighton Road. Our phone number is 850-473-1515. And we're Monday through Friday shop.
Okay.
We keep our weekends for ourselves. We recently changed our hours.
Monday through Thursday.
Yep.
Okay.
Monday through Thursday, we're open 9 until 4. Fridays right now, we're still 9 until 5. And we close for lunch every day from 12:30 to 1. I'm
going to
kick
you.
It's like
a bank.
That's it.
It's money, bank. You're just following the rules for the money business.
Following the rules.
Okay, so that's Monday through Friday you are open.
Yep, Monday through Friday we are open. And we stop taking jewelry an hour to an hour and a half prior to closing, which we'll get into the jewelry stuff, because we have to do paperwork for the police department. And sometimes, especially lately, it's so busy.
Yeah.
You know, we get a little backed up. So that gives us time to get everything inputted.
It never ceases to amaze me. I drive by your shop all the time. Their parking lot's full.
Full. Yeah.
It just amazes me because I never knew until I met you and have talked to you for over a year now about Emerald Coast Coins, what an amazing business it is and all the things that y'all do and services you provide.
Yeah, we do a lot of, I think, fun stuff. You know, we help people figure out like the coins they have. I have a lot of people come in who don't, you know, who don't know what they have. And so we sit there with them and as much as we can and try and help them figure their stuff out. Now, if you brought me in like your change from your purse, I'm not going to go through your purse change with you.
Okay.
But I can give you some pointers.
Okay. Best way to save.
Yes.
How to sort those coins
right? Exactly.
Okay. So one of the things we always talk about and we hear it on the news every day is the value of gold and silver. And you usually bring in some numbers for us to kind of bring us up to speed.
I
guess I started here. I'm coming up on 2 years now, believe it or not. But when I first started, I can remember silver was pretty low, if I can remember.
It was pretty low. I think it was probably like in the
20s.
Yeah, 25, 30-ish
$25-ish,
dollars.
Yeah.
Like it was way lower than it is now. And it's still, I want to say, not volatile, but it's still bumpy right now. So it keeps going up and down. Right now it's around $60 an ounce for silver.
Good grief. So it's almost doubled.
Yes. So it's definitely doubled. Higher than it was when you started, but lower than it's been since January.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Gold, same thing. Gold's like $4,125 per ounce.
Wow. Okay.
Which is crazy.
That's a lot.
Right? And again, higher than it was when you started here, but lower than it has been since like January, February timeframe when it got over like $5,000.
Wow.
Do I think it's going to go up again? Probably. It's like the summer slumps. Everything just kind of settles a little bit, goes down a little bit. When it starts getting fall time, it should like usually pops back.
How much of all of this is affected by the war that's going on, what's happening in the Middle East? Does that have an impact at all on this industry?
So, you know, historically, from what I've noticed, and I've been doing this for, you know, not 24 years. I've been in it for about 20 years. I started after my dad and my brother. It seems like it used to, that kind of stuff would play an account to it. Now, though, I just took all that and tossed it out the window. Usually when gas would go up, gold and silver would go up.
Right. That's like, what I was wondering. Yeah.
So, like, you know, which all has to do with the world stuff. Now, though, so much, not so much.
Interesting.
Because gas was going up, you know, crazy, and it really didn't affect gold and silver at all.
That's very interesting.
So all my theories just went out the window.
Which is why so many people invest.
It is why so many people invest. And we're getting so many younger people starting to invest. We get some of the sweetest young guys that come in there, and girls, but like some of the sweetest young guys that come in there, and they're just learning so much, and it's so cute. We had this one little, I call him a little guy. He was in his early 20s, and his older neighbor lady brought him in
to teach
him how to do it.
Okay.
And it was just the sweetest thing ever.
Okay. So there's always something to learn.
Yes, there's always something to learn. And she was explaining to him, like, this is a silver prize, and they sell things for over silver prize, and you should try and get, like, one a week or, like, whatever you can afford. And she was explaining to him the different things. And I'm like, you're doing my job for me, girlfriend.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. So if I've never invested before, can I come in just to talk to someone and ask some questions like that? I mean, y'all have the time to do that?
Sometimes. But right? Yes, you can come in and talk to us and ask us questions. Obviously, sometimes we get a little busy and I can't spend like an hour with you. But, you know, somebody can give you the basics,
mm-hmm.
like how the gold and silver stuff work. And we always tell everybody, because we're not, we're not investors. We're not...
Right. Brokers?
Brokers, yeah. We're not like that kind of stuff. So I can't give like that, like straight up, like how to invest your money advice. But like for me, like I could say, you know, it's long term. It's not a short term. You don't buy it today and sell it a month from now.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Like you did like your stocks, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're talking with Stephanie Dodson. She's with Emerald Coast Coins, which is located right here in Pensacola on Creighton. All you got to do to ask a question this morning, though, is pretty easy. Just text it in at 850-437-1620. So we're in the summer season, I guess you would call it.
Yes.
And what are you seeing now in terms of coins and collecting, and what are people, folks coming in with, and what are some of the things you're seeing right now? And are there any trends this time of year?
So right now I see people coming in, and they're still buying. Like I still have people buying gold and silver every single day. And they're selling, you know, I think a lot of the people right now who might be selling are either like stuff that they had from relatives that were, you know, passed down. They don't know what to do with it. Or they've got something because they want to go on vacation and everything's up right now. They're like, it's summertime. Let's live our best summer life.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, what happens to the kids now? Now, a lot of kids are out for the summer. And I, as I've mentioned many times in this show, that was when I first started collecting. I think I got my first coin collecting notebook, which was for pennies and nickels, as I recall. And probably around Christmas time and in January. But I probably really didn't get into it till summertime when I had the time to play with it and see, you know, find out more. So talk a little bit about that, because maybe people are looking, they've got kids that maybe are not as into sports or are, doesn't really matter, but might be into something different.
So so right now it is the time, which obviously a lot of us parents still work and have day jobs, but they'll bring in their kids because they watch all these YouTube channels, which is fine. YouTube's great to learn some things, but not everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids will like look at all this stuff, and to see it in person after seeing it on the TV or the YouTube or whatever, they just get like, oh, they're so overjoyed. And I love watching the young ones. When I was here a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about one of my customers who had been coming in since he was shorter than me, just a young lad,
aww,
right? From Texas. They come in from Texas every year. And I was like, I haven't seen them yet this year. They should be coming soon. I got back to the store and they were there.
Oh.
They were there. And he just graduated high school and he's going to Texas A&M. I was like,
oh, wow.
What?
Okay. I love that.
I'm like, his dad's like, yep, he's going to Texas. I'm like, I cannot. And then they were, like, so excited that I talked about them on the radio.
Oh, okay. Well, give a shout-out to them again.
Yeah, shout-out to them again, even though they're back in Texas. But they're just so adorable.
Well, it sounds like you have relationships with your customers who come in. I mean, because when you think about it, this is a long-term deal for
a
lot of folks, right? You start when they're young. You've got collectors probably all ages.
All ages. From, like, you know, from, like, little bitty 2 and 3, like, even little 2 and 3-year-olds, like, their parents are teaching them about gold and silver.
Okay, I've got a question in from one of our listeners. So the parents bought gold, but they have more money than kids. True. What's the best way to systematically buy silver on a regular basis? And I guess the other part of that question is how to get a kid started on that.
So buying silver on a regular basis, we usually tell, you know, you don't want to overextend yourself ever. I have some people that will come in every week and buy one or two pieces of silver,
mm-hmm.
Which right now it can be around $63-ish, you know, for 1 ounce. Or, you know, they'll come in every payday, which, you know, whenever they get paid twice, you know, every 2 weeks or whatever, and buy a couple of pieces in, or just one piece. I'll just buy one piece every payday.
Okay.
It's just slow and steady.
Yeah, so it's not like, a huge investment.
You never have to have a huge investment. We are, you know, we don't take credit or debit. We only do cash on that kind of stuff. But yeah, just one or two pieces. And then when you come in, especially getting the kids into it, we can even talk about the silver. We've talked about these four quarters times half dollars. Like, you can get little things like that too. It'll add up.
Right.
Just coming in every once in a while, it adds up very quickly.
Okay, that's great advice.
Yes.
If you've got a question for Stephanie, 850-437-1620. She's clearly our expert on coins and money, honey. So with the coins, now we've talked about the silver eagles. I know that's your favorite, but for folks that maybe they've heard of it, but now what is that again?
The silver eagles? The silver eagles were started in 1986, and that's our sovereign, bullion silver, so it has a dollar amount on it. It says $1 on it. They started in 1986 and go to current, and it's just an ounce of silver.
Right.
Now, their premiums, their cost over the silver price tend to be a bit higher than, like, a regular ingot or silver round or silver rectangle.
Okay.
That's because they cost us more to get.
Right.
You know, there's the big guys that want to get their cut, and it trickles down to us.
But when you talk about the big guys, when you see those late night ads to buy things, you have pretty much have said clearly,
stay away. Please stay away from those. You know, listen to it, get little bits of information, stay local.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're big proponents of stay local. You know, it doesn't have to be with us, but, you know, get information from everybody and make the best choice for you.
Right, right. And so go to the experts.
Go to the experts, because those places are, they rob people. And I don't mean to say it like that, but, like, I had a customer whose parent lost thousands and thousands of dollars because they spent way more than they, you know, because they saw it on TV.
So be careful of the scammers.
Yes.
The emails.
Yes.
Anything that sounds too good to be true, as my mother says, grandmother used to say, probably is.
Yep, it usually is. Always get second opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's been our get-go, you know, that's been our motto from the get-go. Like, you always get a second opinion. You can listen to me and trust me, but, you know, go get the information and make the best choice for you.
Well, you've mentioned many times, and I love it if you could talk about it again. There is a book for reference. So you may be going through some summer cleaning. You're looking through some things, or maybe you've had a relative that's passed that had a treasure box of coins, which is what I inherited. And so they could bring those in and have y'all take a look. And you have a reference book that's pretty good that you've talked about that can have access to.
We do. We were able to order them yesterday, so I'll have them here probably next week. It's called The Red Book by Whitman, and it'll have all the coins from, like, I think pre-colonial, which most of us never have seen or had, all the way up to current year. And that book is a great reference book.
Mm-hmm.
It not only shows us all the American coins, it talks to you about grading your coins.
Right.
It gives you high retail prices. So if you're looking at coins and you see everything says $1, but one thing says $7, you're going to be like, well, that $7 one, we're going to check it out and see what it's really worth.
Right.
So it's great for all of that stuff.
Okay. So if you find coins and you're wondering what the value is, I would highly recommend stopping by the store. They have the Red Book there.
I'll have it next week. Yep.
Okay. And then you can pick it up yourself and just get those at us. Find out what it's worth.
Yeah.
What it's really worth.
Yeah. And the book's like $15, $15, $16. I love those books. We have those. And, you know, we have our brain's full of information. That can also help.
Okay.
Like, we'll show you how to use the book. Because the books also have, like, silver weights in there to help you figure out all kinds of stuff. I love those books.
Okay, I've got an interesting text here that just came in from one of our listeners. I'm not sure what this means. I hope it's okay. Swampy says...
Yeah, I knew it was Swampy. I was going to say something to him. Okay, hey, Swampy.
Hey, Swampy. Okay, I just want to make sure this was legit.
Yep.
Swampy says to remind you about the website Vinted.
V-I-N-T-E-D. Yes.
Okay. So first of all, who's Swampy?
Swampy is one of my customers I just met
Swampy.
The other day. And I was sitting there, I was like, I gotta say hey to him. Thank you for reminding me. So Vinted is a website that you can buy, like, coins and stuff on.
Uh-huh.
Try not to.
Oh, this is a no-no.
Because, no, there was fake coins.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Terrible.
It was horrible.
Okay.
So that's why we try to stay away from anything like Vinted, even eBay sometimes. Like, there's legit sellers on eBay, but a lot of them will have those. And, you know, they look good.
Right.
Super fake.
Okay, and be careful now with AI and everything else. I guess probably makes matters worse, right?
Yes, it sure does.
Okay.
Thank you, Swampy.
Thanks. Well, I wasn't sure. I saw Swampy. I said, I don't know. Is this legit?
Yeah.
Sometimes we get texts. So I go, I'm not going to say that
I told him, if I don't mention you, text me and remind me.
Yep. Swampy says, ha-ha, I'm listening. And you can use my example.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, he did. He had purchased some coins, and they were super not real.
Oh, three out of four, he's saying?
Yeah, three out of four. Yep.
Man, okay, he's going to be bad. He's giving me one word.
He's literally the best.
Okay, I love it. Okay.
So three out of four were not good.
Oh,
and I
want to
say their prices were kind of like in line where they kind of should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But like for me looking at them, it's kind of easy to tell. I've been doing it for a long time.
Right.
But for the everyday person out there, you're like, oh, it looks fine,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it sucks. I just don't, it makes me angry.
Well, one of the things that we do talk about occasionally on the show is about, now we've got lots of visitors coming into town, might be listening this morning. So one of the things you need to know is you're not allowed to use metal detectors on the beach. Is that correct?
So.
Or how does that work?
So,
let's clarify that.
Okay. So, well, we used to sell metal detectors, and we don't anymore because Dad retired.
Uh-huh.
But you can use metal detectors. Pensacola Beach, you can.
Oh, you can.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So, but like National Seashore and stuff
that's
like that.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So if you go down to like
Fort Pickens, yeah.
It's, I tell everybody, I feel like it's like Area 51. You don't see them, but if you're there, then they all of a sudden appear and they're like, shame on you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. be cautious with that.
Yeah.
But if you do find something,
yeah.
they could always bring it by your shop to
For
see
sure.
if this has a value.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that you have to talk about the AD coin.
Oh,
this is amazing to me. The oldest
coin. Athenian owl is a BC coin. Yeah.
BC. Okay.
Yes,
talk about that.
Athenian owl is my favorite coin.
Uh-huh.
She's like a 449 BC coin, and it's got Athena on one side and her owl on the other. And it's like, you know, it's a hammered coin.
It's incredible.
It's so amazing. It's so beautiful.
But to have a coin from 449 BC.
That's like, you know, 2,500.
I didn't know they made coins.
Like literally, right?
That is something.
That's my favorite coin
now,
ever.
What's the value of that now?
So the ones we have in the store right now are like $1,600-$1,700.
Really?
Grand scheme of things, not a lot, right?
I would think it'd be more than that.
You would think so.
Yeah.
Now, if they were gold, we'd be having a different discussion.
Oh,
those things get expensive.
Yeah,
and I've only
sure.
seen, maybe personally, I've only seen like one or two ancient gold coins. Like
mm-hmm.
my brother, who does most of the foreign coins and the ancient stuff, he's
right.
way better at that than I am.
Well, I'm curious. Someone just texted in, too. They said, they asked, do we have any special coins for the 250th anniversary for the country? Any kind
so
of special coins?
So they do have special coins out there. I do not have them in the store. So having said that, you know, there's the 50-cent pieces, which I do have some of the 2026 semi-sesquicentennial. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, semi-quincessential coin.
That word, yeah.
I know what you're talking
that
about.
That one. So we do have some of the dimes that they've put out in circulation, and we do have some of the half dollars and nickels. So we do have some of those
cool.
in the store. You know, in your change, you're going to find the quarters.
Uh-huh.
In the quarters, I think it's the one that has Jefferson. You're going to look on the left-hand side of the coin, and if it says, like, 4th of July on it,
oh,
they only made 250,000 of those.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
So check your change for that quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know.
And it'll be dated 2026.
It'll be 2026. It'll have, like, a little privy. We call it a little privy mark, just an extra little mark on the side. It'll say, like, 4th of July
mm-hmm.
or something like that on it. And it's, you know. It's worth way more than a quarter.
Okay.
Okay.
So hang on to that.
On to it or bring it in and, you know, we can offer you money for it. I don't know how much they're going for right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few
but more than a quarter.
Yeah. A few hundred bucks, $1,000. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Expensive.
Okay. That's a good
I would
thing
like
to know.
A 300%. Like,
wow. Okay.
You know?
Yeah. I'm
so,
glad
yeah.
I asked. Yeah.
So, like, that's
good question.
Something to look for in your change right now.
Okay.
Definitely. And I still tell people, look for the W Mint quarters. That was from 2019 and 2020. You can still find those.
And what does that mean, W Mint?
So W Mint means they were minted in West Point.
Oh.
And for the quarters for 2019 and 2020, they only did 2 million. So they did 2 million for each,
mm-hmm.
right? So those coins are worth $3 to $5 as opposed to this one. They only made 250,000.
Wow. Okay.
Because it's 250th.
Okay.
Yeah. So super cool things to look for in your change right now. And you cannot get that quarter anywhere except your change.
Okay.
So I will try to find a picture and post it on Facebook so you guys know what to look for.
That'd be great.
So go to our Emerald Coast Coins Facebook page and look. And I will post a picture when we're done here today.
Excellent.
Because
okay.
I want somebody to find it. I would love to find it, but I want anybody to find it.
Do you know where those were minted?
No.
Okay, but just curious if they'd be more likely to have them on the East Coast or West Coast.
Hopefully they spread them out everywhere. Mm-hmm. That part I would lean to guess that they did both Philadelphia and Denver.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't.
That's interesting.
No idea.
Okay. Yeah. This is, see, I'm glad that was
a
question.
Great question. Thank you so much.
Okay. So now it's summertime, we're talking about kids. One of the things I always like to mention before we go is gifts. And there's some gift ideas that you have at the shop.
So, we always obviously talk about Silver Eagles. Silver Eagles are the thing to buy this year for a couple of reasons. One, 2026.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah.
So I always think you should get a Silver Eagle as a gift for anybody. Anything silver. Mm-hmm. If you come in and talk with us and we just have a little conversation, I can usually try and figure out something that'll, mesh with the person you're looking for.
Right.
I got all kinds of stuff everywhere.
Okay.
So, have a conversation. I don't always have Star Wars stuff. Sometimes I have Star Wars or Marvel.
I love that you do. I think that's great for kids. Yeah.
But, then we have coins that have, pandas on them and horses. Mm-hmm. And, all kinds of stuff. I have all kinds of stuff that we can look for.
Okay. Well, I've got an assignment for you.
You do? I know. When is that happening?
In October.
Okay.
My high school reunion.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
going to
see if I could find a coin.
Yeah.
The year that I was in my senior year.
My high school reunion's coming up, too.
Yeah, so I thought that'd be fun. If we have a small class, that'd be fun to get everybody a commemorative coin from that year.
Yes, that will be fun.
So, okay.
That could be perfect.
So you can be creative with it, and you have a special anniversary or a birthday. I think that coins are neat.
For weddings, we have sixpences.
I did that for a friend of mine. I got the sixpence since you put in your shoe for good luck.
Yes.
They love that, by the way.
They do. I gave one away yesterday, which, it's fine, whatever. But they were just so cute and sweet, the couple that was in there, so I just gave it to them. But they're not super expensive coins, so it's okay.
It was a great little thing, but it was something I could give the bride right before she walked down the aisle, and that was just really neat.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So happy.
Yeah, so that's a fun thing.
And we'll even have, there's all kinds of cool things in there. Ancient coins, which is, I talked about the Athenian owl.
Right.
Pirate money, Spanish
cards.
Oh,
that's right. The pirate.
Yeah. They tend to be a little bit expensive. However, they're still super cool just to look at.
Yeah.
Just to look at.
I mean, I always think that's a myth. I think it's something of fairy tales and stuff, but it's real.
It's
real pirate money.
Real pirate money.
Arr, matey.
That's what I love about it. There's something in there for everybody.
Absolutely. So where are your hours? Where are you located? In case someone just joined us, talking with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins.
So we are at 1811 Creighton Road, and our phone number is 850-473-1515. And our hours are Monday through Thursday. We are now 9 to 4.
Okay.
And Fridays right now we're 9 to 5. And we close for lunch from 12:30 to 1 daily.
Okay.
I'm kicking you out.
And we teased that you were going to mention about jewelry. So just a minute to talk about how that works.
So we do take jewelry in. Gold.
They're not a pawn shop.
Not a pawn shop.
Queer,
we purchase it. We do have to do paperwork for the police department. And you have to get in an hour to an hour and a half prior to closing. So if I close at 4, you'd have to get in by 2:30, 3 o'clock.
And this is for gold and silver
jewelry. Gold and silver
jewelry.
Yep.
Not junk jewelry.
Not costume jewelry.
Correct.
Yes. Gold and silver.
The real thing.
The real thing.
There you go. Okay. But that can add up.
It really can add up super quick.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're unsure, everybody's going through their drawers and stuff right now.
Right.
It's summertime.
Yeah, of course.
We're summer cleaning, not spring cleaning anymore.
Well, I found a couple of charm bracelets recently.
Girl, those things add up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're not, nobody's
they're
wearing them anymore, but they are heavy. Okay, here's someone just texted in real quick. I have quarters from 1937 and 1965. Would they be worth anything?
The 37 will be worth silver. The 65 is just a quarter.
Okay, very good. Stop by Emerald Coast Coins
Bring
them in, and she'll take a look at them
for
you.
That's it. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks so much. Stephanie Donson with Emerald Coast Coins. You can find out more on their Facebook page.
Yep.
And you can stop by the store anytime,
yep.
Monday through Friday.
9 to 4 Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5 on Friday.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in, Stephanie. It's always fun to hear what the latest news is about gold.
Yes.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back right after the news.